This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. A potential 4,250-unit Bloomington housing development received unanimous approval from the Bloomington Plan Commission this week, moving developers one step closer to breaking ground. Plans call for five neighborhoods with multiple housing types. Travis Vensil is with developer Sullivan Development.
We're setting aside over 38% of the site in open space and green space and protection area. We've got diversity types of land uses and diversity of housing to really meet the needs of the community.
The proposal will now move to the Bloomington Common Council for a final vote. State and local officials on Wednesday joined California-based startup accelerator Plug and Play to cut the ribbon on its new office in Warsaw. The office, which is the company's first in Indiana, will focus on supporting startups in the orthopedics and growing medtech sectors. Governor Eric Holcomb has announced the appointment of Joe Habig as acting budget director of the state budget agency. Habig, who currently serves as deputy director, will succeed Zach Jackson, who is stepping down from the role to become chief financial officer and controller for the city of Carmel. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Debbie Coble started out as a store manager and worked her way up to the top. What she anticipated would last a year evolved into a three-decade adventure at Goodwill Industries of Michiana in South Bend. In a special Q&A for our South Bend Elkhart Region Report newsletter, Coble said employee turnover is the organization's greatest challenge currently.
Our tenure at Goodwill, a lot of employers would love to have our tenure. I'm not the longest tenured employee. A lot of us have been here 5 to 25 years, but at our more entry level, that is where we have our biggest turnover. And, you know, it's just part of where we're at today. So, but what we are trying to do is constantly work at when we bring people on into the organization is really starting from before they walk in the door to show them how much we care. We've changed our onboarding process. We've changed, you know, your first 90 days look like. You know, we are offering training for everybody. We actually have success coaches. So we have a group of people that are there for all of our employees to walk with those things that might be causing you issues outside of work, but they're affecting your job. Or, you know, if you're like me and you come in and start in one area, but you don't want to stay in that, how do they help you get that career path going and show you the ropes and how to get that done?
The former St. Joseph's Hospital in Huntingburg will soon have new life. Evansville-based Deaconess Health System and Memorial Hospital and Healthcare Center in Jasper have acquired the former hospital property, which has been vacant for years. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Deaconess said this week that the property is currently being renovated. When the project is complete, the facility will provide geriatric psychiatric services through a joint venture with Assurance Health, a senior inpatient psychiatric care provider that currently has locations in Indianapolis and Anderson. The new operation will create about 45 jobs, and Deaconess said no other services are currently planned for the facility. Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.